As we've been reporting, Governor Newsom today announced new guidelines to slow the spread of the coronavirus here in California. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, the city's health officer, Dr. Tomas Aragon, is warning that we should be on high alert, not just the city of San Francisco, but the region for whatever happens elsewhere and impacts us. Dr. Aragon joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks for making some time for us. I want to ask you about your concerns about hospitalizations. I saw a statistic, I believe, in the Chronicle that the city saw, what, a 49% spike in hospitalizations over the past week, and I assume largely from San Quentin Prison and Imperial County transfers?
Good afternoon. Actually, the number as of today is we now have 67 hospitalizations, and you're correct. We did get some from San Quentin and also Imperial County. The important thing to realize is that even if we do not count those cases, those hospitalizations, the hospitalizations in San Francisco have gone up among San Francisco residents, and that's what we're most concerned about, is the transmission happening in the city.
Are you expecting more prisoners from San Quentin in the hospitals?
That I do not know. I know that we are having a call with them this evening to find out more information, and they're being transferred to other hospitals throughout California and the region.
Help us with some perspective here. We all saw those horrific pictures out of New York City very early on in the pandemic, where the hospitals were just overrun by patients and folks in the hallways and so forth. Are you better prepared now in San Francisco? Are we better prepared as a nation for acute spikes?
Well, I can speak for San Francisco. Right now, we do have good capacity, even though the numbers of hospitalizations have gone up. Our capacity is fine at the moment. But we're being very cautious, and this is why we're on high alert. We're reminding everybody that everybody plays an incredible part in preventing transmission. Especially, we want to remind people for this 4th of July to stay home as much as possible. If they do go out and have any interaction with people that are not part of their household, please wear a face covering. Please stay 6 feet away. Make sure you wash your hands. And if you're feeling any sickness at all, don't forget to get tested. So this weekend is really, really critical because people are going to be tempted to go outside and spend time with other people. We want them to know that the coronavirus does not celebrate the 4th of July. It will take every opportunity to infect us.
When you look at the change in social behaviors, this high alert, and you and a number of other officials and people across the country all saying this weekend, you got to be careful, face masks, social distancing. Is it too late?
It's never too late. It's never too late. And, you know, right now the cases have gone up. We're hoping that this is not the tip of the iceberg that's going to continue to go up. We hope that it'll peak soon and it will start coming back down. But it really depends on all of us. All of us together. We know so much more now than we did in the past. We know what works, and if everybody does their part, I think we can really make some progress.
Dr. Aragon, thank you so much for your time. We very much appreciate it. Again, Dr. Tomas Aragon is the Chief Health Officer for the City of San Francisco.